All right, a lot to discuss. Tigers, the focal point, the story. This team continues to win. They go to the ALDS where we're going to get home playoff games. At least one. Wednesday, Comerica Park, ALDS against the Guardians. And it sets up so well for Detroit now. After taking care of business against the Astros, a proven playoff commodity, Detroit will likely throw Skubal in game two, which allows them to respond if they lose game one or pile on in game two. And then game three becomes either the clincher or the swing game. Skubal could throw as many as two starts on full rest in a five-game series. Lot to buzz about the game. Jackson Jobe, let's start there. They bring him in the seventh inning. Plenty of people going, why a rookie in a one-run game? Why would AJ do this? John, if he's on the roster, you have to be able to pitch him in this spot. You need to build his confidence. If you're going to win a World Series, he has to be part of it. He came in to face 6, 7, and 8. Nobody on. He didn't give up any hard contact. And if Vierling makes a play in right field going home quicker, they don't give up a run, right? If Torkelson and Rogers connect on an infield liner, ground ball really, they don't score a run. Like, I don't put it on Jobe as much as I do the defense.
Right, and so obviously Spencer Torkelson, he's going to his right. He makes a play, throws the ball as he's going down. Like, it's all of those things would have been a great play. Probably one that should have been made, but you're getting your pitcher out of a jam at that point. And there was no hard contact. That's the thing. If you can just take that one inning and take the context out of it and not say, okay, well, you're up by one, it's the, you know, the wild card round, and just look at it for Jackson Jobe. I mean, he got ground balls. Yeah. He got a pop fly out.
Soft contact, yeah.
None of it was hard contact. So I like the fact that he's gone in there. And obviously you like it because they end up winning the game.
Because it worked.
But it was very valuable experience that he can bank away and next time he's out there. Because he's going to be out there again.
Yeah, they're going to need him to, especially in 5-game series or 7-game series, multiple 7-game series. The idea is this thing is just getting started. Your question was, do we need to admit something about this baseball team? And then we'll get the ticket text in about posters and whether people are still putting those up on their wall, their kids are still doing that. John, your question about this Tigers team was?
Can we just stop saying that we're so surprised and that they're just good? Can we get past the shock factor of they were, 8 games under .500. They were, what were they back at the beginning of August from a wild card spot? Okay, it was an improbable run. But can we just say the light bulb went on? And now they're a good team. And instead of just, we're shocked that they're in the postseason. We're shocked that they beat the Houston Astros. Should we be shocked if they beat the Cleveland Guardians? No. You've heard it from Kurt Gibson. We hear it from A.J. Hinch. Like, all of these different people that know a lot more about this than we do, this is just a good team. Not willing to say they're great.
Right.
Even if they win the World Series, I don't know if we can look at this and say, well, they're a great team, because you start comparing them to other great teams across the history of Major League Baseball and they don't measure up. But can we just say that they're good now and they're playing good baseball?
Can we admit we got a good baseball team, not just a hot team that you know, lightning in a bottle? Because that's part of the story. It's not like they won 10 straight to get in or 8 of 9 to get in. It goes back almost 2 months. Can you really fake it for 2 months? Like, this idea of the way they're doing this isn't supposed to be sustainable. The two-man rotation, the bulk relievers, the committee approach in the bullpen, the super platoon, the money ball to the extreme. It's eventually the smoke and mirrors are supposed to get exposed, yet do you just kind of throw up your hands and go, maybe it's not smoke and mirrors. Maybe they struggled in the middle of the season, but they were actually capable of this all along because they are a good baseball team. I think it's a combination. Like, Javi Baez being on the team hurt them. He's not here. Are they a better team without him? Of course. These relievers weren't on the team in May and June, and now they're here. They've become a different baseball team, and we could say a good baseball team because of it, right? Trey Sweeney helps them become a good baseball team.
And Trey Sweeney, I'm glad you went there, because, I mean, not only, okay, the relief pitching, the pitching staff has been good. Tarek Skubal has been great. But we don't talk about the defense enough.
Right.
How many times are we looking at the relievers as, oh man, they came in, they got us out of an inning. Well, part of that is Parker Meadows in center field making a play that not a lot of other center fielders can make, stealing a home run that against other teams is just a home run. And now you're looking at it and go, oh wow, this reliever, boy, they blew it.
I think there will be people hesitant to say they're a good team because of just how miraculous this feels. But I get what you're saying. Like, the team in May was not a good team.
No.
Like, flat out. They deserved what happened to them in June and May because they were not a good team. Just like they deserve what's happening now because Parker Meadows wasn't there then, is now. Trey Sweeney's here, wasn't then. The bullpen, the Javi swap out now that he's off the, you know, off the roster. It's all of this. It's Torkelson is better now than he was then.
Carp's healthy.
Carp, that's a huge one. Like, all these ifs kind of finally came together, and that's showing that they are at least a good, no one's saying great, good team. And I would tell you the style of baseball they're playing is playoff baseball. John, I would point out to you that there are teams that did this all the way and won it all. The idea that this style is only built to win a three-game series or only built to squeak out a five-game series, I would tell you the 2002 Angels are a team that came in with little to no postseason experience. They finished the season on a 20-10 hot at the right time mentality. They had one player with postseason experience. The Tigers' Matt Vierling was the only player with postseason experience. They did it with base running, with a bullpen, with a smart manager in Mike Socia. Same could be said of the 2015 Royals. Scrappy, young, they ran the bases, super bullpen. 2010 Giants, they had nobody with power or speed. They had a bullpen, they had a mentality. Those teams didn't just win the opening series. This style of baseball is good baseball. It's the style of baseball that can win a World Series.
Well, the Giants won three World Series in 5 years doing it. I think they're a great team. I don't mean that in talent. I mean that as a team. Mm-hmm. I think they've accomplished that unique, rare thing, and that's why we've seen this magical run. Like it's inexplicable what NC State did back in the day. The miracle ice was inexplicable. They weren't the better team, talent-wise, but they achieved that, I think, that team glue all the way around. And the egos aside, and that's so hard to do. It's so hard to do with professional sports. And baseball, I think, of all the sports, has the biggest, like, DBs in terms of the attitude, cockiness, ego, salaries. You know, there's no salary cap in the game. The love of the home run, you know, chicks dig the long ball, right? The whole, it's like, this is the, like, even though the Tigers do hit with some power at time, and they had no 25 home run player. Well,
And sometimes you got to go through all of those moments to get where you're at. If you don't go through that process of struggling, maybe they're not the team. They're not as unified as they need to be right now.
And John, you came off 3-4 loss seasons and then won a national championship with a quarterback that was left for dead. But some of the things you've told me on and off the air is you guys got that magic going, that glue together. You had to go through the Notre Dame 3-fumble fourth quarter loss in 97 to get the, you know, there were bumps, but you somehow still find a way.
It was a win, but.
You won, right? Yeah. Have all the Tigers' wins been pretty? No. I mean, you almost lost the Iowa game that year, remember?
In 96, we lost the Purdue game in Purdue. Look, who loses to Purdue? But it was something that it was an experience that we had to draw on that next year when we're playing Iowa. And you shouldn't have lost to Iowa at home. You had to come back. Like, all of those things. Like, you've got to go through a certain process to make your team and bring your team together. And how many times did we say, what if? What if Parker Meadows started the season like he's ending it? What if Spencer Torkelson didn't get set down and was the player that everybody wanted him or expected him to be? What if Kerry Carpenter wasn't hurt? What if all of these different things were that way consistent throughout the course of the year? Then all of a sudden, they're not making a historic comeback at the end of the season when all those what ifs finally paid out. They could have been a team that, what if they were competing for the Guardians for the division,
right?
But now they're competing for them for the division
head to head to go to the ALCS. This is being called Tom's best take ever on the Ticket Text. That they are a great team, emphasis on team. Someone else has said, don't use the word great, use the word real. They are a real team in every sense of the word. I think that's what you're saying, is this is a true egoless team.
I'm going to say great. I think when you achieve what they're doing and nobody cares about themselves and they care about the team, I mean, it is what Bo said. It's the team, the team, the team. I actually think the Tigers, that maybe that's one of their internal things.
Okay, hold on. That's two Michigan references. One more, and we are the Blue Wall. So just be very careful here.
You know, I think at times I'll be fair here, but I think Mark D'Antonio's teams accomplished this, and that's why they were so good.
But that's how you beat Ohio State in a Big Ten championship game to go to a Rose Bowl, or when you are the vast underdog, no one is picking you. sometimes when you're a great team and you have that chemistry, that unity, it just overcomes talent deficiencies.
Right. Backup quarterback at Columbus made the playoff. You know, it's magic, voodoo, whatever. Destiny. This is the craziest thing I've ever watched in Detroit sports. If they win it all, I don't know if a Lions Super Bowl would top it.
Oh, a Lions Super Bowl would top it. But I don't want to at all.
In my lifetime, I've seen a Tigers World Series.
I know that. I don't mean it that way. Yeah. I mean in terms of most improbable championship ever.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I think.
I don't know. There's some people that still think the Lions will never win a world championship.
Their first name's Brian.
Last name is a name we've liked to bring up on the show. Yeah.
Yes.
want to get the phones in. Thomas in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning.
Real quick, I think the Tigers are destined. I think that they're going to be a problem in the postseason.
Already are.
I watched that game yesterday. I was actually outside cutting grass and ran in, and they were in the top of the seventh. I still don't know how they got out of the seventh with bases loaded when Houston took the 2-1 lead. But I came back in and watched the 5 o'clock news, and they did it. Go Tigers. Thank you, fellas. Have a good day. Yep.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, it could have been way uglier in the seventh inning, right? If you don't get the ground ball, get out of there. He says they're going to be a problem in the playoffs. They already are a problem in the playoffs. And I think what's so great about this is that there's no expiration date on this baseball team. I don't think there's a ceiling on what this team can do. I've given you examples. We can all look them up. Examples of scrappy, good base running, bullpen-led baseball teams that don't win a series but win the entire World Series. So maybe John is right. We need to stop talking about them as a flash in the pan and talk about them as a good team. Are you willing to admit that we have a good baseball team? It's 97-1.